Millions of kilometres covered, tons of boats towed, a whole load of work sites and trips with workmates. 50 years, 8 generations, only one Toyota Hilux. Hilux, an unbreakable connection since 1968. Oh, what a feeling. Toyota.
Thanks, Sarah. It is Brady Rawlings, the list boss off the Roos. You've got a lot on your plate. Let's start with the players who want to come to the club. Zach Fischer, where does that one sit?
Yeah, we've had initial discussions with the Blues. Zach's still got 2 years of contract at Carlton. But I think there's a willingness there to get something done from both clubs, and Zach's obviously indicated he'd like to come to us. So we've had an initial discussion. We're a little bit apart still, but we'll ramp those up over the next few days.
Dylan Stevens is a little bit different than he's out of contract and wants to head to Arden Street. What's the trade price you're putting on him?
Yeah, we've had initial discussions around the early third rounder. Obviously, they probably want a little bit more than that. So, yeah, we'll see how that progresses. There's enough goodwill there. I think we'll get something done pretty early in the trade period.
Okay, a couple who are going out. One of them is Ben Mackay, of course, who Adrian Dudorah just shortly before said the paperwork had been lodged. Have you got any indication yet on the compensation coming back your way?
No indication at this stage, Cal. We only just found out about it as we're driving here, actually. So, in the next 24 hours, we'll see what that looks like, and we'll have a decision to make.
Match it, potentially, if it's not pick three?
Oh, definitely, yeah. No, there's no question about that. We're not playing funny buggers there. If it's not pick three in the draft, then we certainly be matching that offer.
Todd Goldstein as well is going out unrestricted for age. I don't think any compensation expected the other way back, given his age. But does that leave you with a ruckman to go and get? What's your plan there?
Yeah, we're in that space. We feel internally that we've got some good options, but we probably just need a little bit more backup. So with Tristan Cherry, Callum Coleman-Jones and Hamish Free, they're all mature bodies that can play. Whether we go a youngster or just some more backup in that space is certainly something we're looking at.
Had a bit of a look at Biggie Newen as well from Richmond. Where's that?
Yeah, we've had a chat with Biggie. He's certainly one of those types and gives some flexibility down back or in the ruck. So, we're just assessing that option at this stage. There's certainly nothing in concrete, but we'll keep assessing that this week.
What do you do with your picks? You've got so many of them. You've got the end of first rounders next year, two of them, as well as your own, and then pick 19 this year, 14 this year, potentially two and three together as well. Can you get up to one?
That would depend.
Have you asked so far?
I haven't asked yet. No, we sort of wanted to just make sure our picks come in and they're in concrete before we start trying to deal things we haven't got. So we'll see what happens with the compensation, if we match or if we don't. And then we'll start working on what it could look like to get up. One might be too big a price to pay, we're not sure yet. But if it is, then we'll certainly look to try and use our other picks to get up higher in this year's draft.
Good luck, Brady. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Cal.
Thanks, guys.
Get Dad moving again this Father's Day. Win him a Signet Charge Up Auto Jump Starter and Power Pack. Safely jumpstart most light vehicles like cars, motorcycles and boats with the ultra-safe 8-point safety system. To win, visit iCanWin.com.au.